Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning, August 18th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, why the recovery feels like a recession and the right way to dispute issues on your credit card statements. The recession officially ended more than 5 years ago, but for many of us, the recovery has not felt all that great. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman says one reason is that while companies have started hiring again, many of them just don't trust the economy enough to pay higher salaries.
Companies that could create the jobs, there's just not enough demand for what they're selling. So they're not going to invest in jobs, and they want to keep their payrolls as lean as possible because they're not sure that we're really out of the woods yet.
And while we've regained many of the jobs lost during the Great Recession, jobs that used to provide families with a living wage, like manufacturing and construction, are paying much less now these days.
The average pay was about $62,000 a year, and the jobs that we've gotten back since then pay only about $47,000 per year. That's a 23% shortfall.
Another issue is that more and more of the manufacturing jobs are more specialized, and that puts the onus on job seekers to come prepared to work for them.
They need to get trained so they qualify for those jobs, because you don't just show up anymore, fill out an application, and get a job that can finance a middle-class lifestyle. You have to invest in yourself first.
It's no wonder that for so many, this recovery has not made them feel all that confident. Have you spotted a mistake on your credit card statement? Jerry Detweiler of Credit.com has tips for disputing things the right way.
Federal law gives you strong rights if you find an erroneous or fraudulent item on your credit card statement. You can file a dispute and withhold payment on that item while your card issuer investigates. While disputing a charge online or by phone is convenient and it may resolve the matter, to fully protect your rights under federal law, consider filing a written dispute using the address found on your statement for billing errors and inquiries. Send your letter with proof of delivery. If you follow these steps, the issuer must investigate and get back to you promptly and must resolve it within 2 billing cycles. You can't be charged interest on that portion of your balance or be reported as late to the credit reporting agencies simply because you exercise your rights. You can learn more about your credit rights at credit.com. This is Jerry Detweiler with credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.